And it's time for a community connection on this beautiful Wednesday morning. I'm Garrett Giles. Joining me in the studio today is Superintendent Chuck McCauley for Bartlesville Public Schools and the Bartlesville Public Schools Foundation Executive Director Blair Ellis. Community connection this hour being brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Guys, how are we doing this morning?
Great, Garrett. How are you? You've had a busy morning.
I have had a busy morning indeed. You know, it's starting at the house and then with the trail derailment and everything, you know, it's been an interesting day, but I can't complain. You know, that's what happens when Tom goes on vacation. Things fall off the rails, if you will.
He planned that well. Yeah, we appreciate you having us. And Blair, like you said, is along with us from our public school foundation. And she has a few things. I thought I might let her open up the program.
Yeah, I just wanted to come on and invite all of your listeners and your viewers to our State of the Schools Luncheon. It's going to be on August the 4th, so just a mere 2 weeks from today, 11:30 to 1, at the beautiful Bartlesville High School Commons. So we appreciate the district for letting us use that space to host this event. But, you know, part of the purpose in this is really to engage our community in our public schools. I think we can all agree that, you know, Bartlesville community values public education and advocates for public education, but one key component to that is really being informed and engaged in what's going on. So this luncheon is a great opportunity to do that, hearing from our superintendent as he kind of gives a review of the past school year and then highlights some things coming up in this next school year. It also serves as a fundraiser for the school foundation. We have tickets on sale on our website, bpsfoundation.org, for $30. And then we offer sponsorships starting at $500.
And if I remember correctly, too, Sodexo will be serving the meals, Bartlesville Child Nutrition.
We're actually going to have Sodexo doing some cookies for us at the end of the luncheon. And Chick-fil-A's generously donating a lot of the food for the lunch.
And I look forward to that event every year, too. It's always a great time to kind of get ready for the next school year, as you guys were talking about, give people kind of insight for what's ahead and what's already been. Of course, we just came through the pandemic, and we're still kind of dealing with that for the most part. But what else do you guys want to share about the State of the Schools Luncheon?
Oh, well, I'll just say it also serves as a fundraising opportunity for the foundation, kind of getting us started in this next year as we support all of our teachers and students through our programs. There are several different opportunities to contribute. Our presenting sponsor, Trudy Education Foundation, has again agreed to the challenge match. They're going to be matching up to $2,500 in donations received through our Text to Give and at that event. And then next week, we're opening up an online auction. We've got some great auction items that are really unique to Bartlesville and Bartlesville Public Schools.
And you have the supply jars for teachers?
We have teacher supply jars you can purchase, and we'll deliver those to the teachers at the start of the year. Our superintendent is very generous to donate a half a day of his time to do a superintendent shadow. We're going to have a guest announcer in the press box during one of our home football games you can bid on. Jane and Earl Sears, some of our board members, are going to donate a quail dinner. I mean, we've got some really generous board members that are contributing to our auction. We also have a back-to-school bash at Hillcrest Country Club sponsored by Donna Keffer and Chris Batchelder.
And if I remember correctly, too, people get a shadow of Superintendent McCauley over here, too.
That's correct. You can follow the superintendent around for the day, see what he does, go on some behind-the-scenes tours of some school sites.
And what's that like for you, Superintendent McCauley?
Oh, it's fun. The event itself coming up, which to me is the perfect time, is the State of the Schools. You know, we're all kind of, I think all parents and everyone are gearing up towards, you know, school is coming. You know, we're about 3 weeks out, and to me, this is just an opportunity for folks to learn the latest information. Of course, as we kind of navigate, come out of, work through the pandemic, whatever you want to call it, obviously that's an opportunity to get the latest information. But, you know, we didn't get to have this event in person last year, and so I think people will be are always excited to get together. You know, we do have a beautiful facility there, that commons area, that there's probably a lot of folks in town that maybe haven't had the opportunity to see. So it is a good chance for people to come in and you know, have a great lunch from Chick-fil-A. We appreciate Chase Alcott and their team over there providing that for us. See the facilities and hear the latest information that's going on. So, Blair, do you want to also mention just the Bruins on the Run program that's going to be kicking off here pretty quick?
Absolutely. Yeah, right as school starts, we're going to start our third season of Bruins on the Run. So that's our after-school running and mentoring program that we offer to all fifth graders across the district. The foundation covers the cost of running shoes, of all of their race registrations, of t-shirts. And it's a really great opportunity for those students, particularly those who aren't involved in other activities after school, to stay after school and run with their teacher mentors who are volunteering their time to spend that extra time outside of the classroom engaging with their students. So that's going to come up right after the start of school, and then we'll culminate with the Woolrock 8K in October.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah, it is. It's always a great event. And so speaking of just start of the school, Garrett, you know, we are it's getting close. You know, we mentioned we had set our board meeting that this past Monday. We didn't have any action items. I mean, we just had some things to help prepare. Just on the staffing levels, you know, we're about 100% staffed. I mean, there's always some last minute changes. Maybe we have additional enrollment. We need to add a teacher, that type of thing. You know, we've added this year. We've added 6 LPN nurses, so we're going to have a full time nurse at every school. You know, previously we only had 3 in the district, so we have 9 sites. So we'll have a full time LPN nurse, and I think we've already hired 4 of those. So we're still looking for a couple of those, for example. But we're really close on that staffing end. You know, for our students and parents, the next couple of weeks, if you're like Blair and have a student that's going to 6th grade, or also maybe have a student going in the 9th grade, we have some transition camps, you know, at Central, Madison, and the high school. So those are some time that are just focused on kids at that grade level to get familiar with the building. You know, that can always be a little bit uneasy when you're coming into a new site. And so it's an opportunity to build some relationships with the administrators and some staff there. So those are coming up in the next 2 weeks. So I'll encourage people to, if you have a kid that may fall into that category, there's information on that school's website, or just call the office. There's folks up there to do that, as well as registration, especially for those secondary schools where they can come up and pick up their schedule and get ready. You know, and speaking of school activities, it's fun. You know, I know our youth football camp had they finished up their camp yesterday. I think they had about 140 kids. And, you know, Blair, we were just talking about cross country. You know, cross country has started practicing. You know, softball and volleyball, our band camp will be going on, you know, which those kids put in lots of work. So I think everyone's excited about having a much more normal school year. Obviously, we'll continue to monitor the environment, and we've learned, trust me, if we can get through last year, we know that we can, we know how to do this. You know, we're going to look excited. We're excited about having a much more normal school year.
I tell my fiance that all the time. If we can get through a pandemic, I think we can survive marriage together.
That's exactly right. Garrett, you're going to make it. Something else I wanted to highlight, too, from our board meeting, for substitute teachers, we have raised the pay for our substitute teachers. We raised it another $10 a day. So now it's up to, if you do not have a teaching certificate, the pay is $70 a day. If you do have a teaching certificate, it's $90 a day. So just a few short years ago, it was 50 and 70. So we kind of slowly have raised that salary level. And so we're always looking for substitute. That's something that, you know, folks can, it takes a little bit of time to, you know, have to sign up, go through a background check process. We'll do some training at the Education Service Center. And, you know, there's lots of flexibility with that position. You know, you can, if you just want to work at a certain school, you know, oftentimes there may be some stay-at-home parents or folks that are familiar with a certain school because they have kids or grandchildren, or that's their neighborhood school. They just want to work there, or they can work, you know, across the district. And, you know, it's a nice thing about that, too, is you get to work when you want. So we really encourage people. It's a big help to the district, because obviously we're always in the need of substitutes, and we feel like that pay makes it more competitive for folks, makes it a little more worth their time. So I wanted to mention that as well. And, you know, I probably should mention, since I'm here, Garrett, that we do have a bond issue election coming up.
Yeah,
it's going to be here August 10th. Obviously, we've been talking about it for a long time. The best source of information is on BruinBond.com. That's where you can find the latest information. You can also find out what the previous bond issues, what has happened with those. And the big takeaways that are, number one, this is going to keep our property tax levels where they are. It's not going to change that rate at all. Number two, the election is August 10th. So I just encourage people to learn, to research it, and get out and vote. There is that opportunity to vote early that previous Thursday and Friday right before your wedding, Garrett. Mm-hmm. So, you know, before you get married, you need to make sure that you vote there.
I'll definitely be doing that.
On August 5th and 6th. And so we've been very fortunate. You know, Bartlesville is a community that has always supported its schools, and we'll hope they'll continue to do that. These local property tax dollars, this is the opportunity for our community, for our schools to have some control over our own destiny. You know, if we were just to sit and wait for funding from the state and hope that it's enough to be able to provide ample opportunities for our kids, you can just look around the state and see the type of opportunities that kids don't get there that they do here. And the reason that we do is because of we have the strong support with these with these bond issue dollars, because we can use them. They're such diverse. We can't use them for personnel, but we use them obviously for facilities. You know, everyone knows our elementary schools, for example, are 36 to 64 years old. Our middle schools are 60 and 100 plus years old. And the original high school, College High, was built in 1939. So obviously that takes resources to continue to invest and upkeep those. I'm excited to have some expanded opportunities, for example, like with our ag facility that we'll be building as well. But then also just to continue to invest in curriculum, textbooks. You know, we have the premier STEM program in the region, not just state. And so it takes investment to have those dollars that we can invest to update, you know, technology. At our board meeting Monday, Mr. Metter went through a technology update. We kind of do that at least annually, and it's incredible how far we've come. And, you know, yesterday our office was filled all day with teachers going through training to making sure they're ready on the technology side. And so just helping them be prepared so that our kids can be best prepared for the next step. So really encourage people, once again, August 10th is the vote. BruinBond.com is the best source of information, and really encourage people to get out and vote at that time.
What else is coming up for Bartlesville Public Schools that you guys would like to talk about?
Yeah, you bet. Well, just as people, I've hit on most of them really too. People may be interested about virtual enrollment. You know, obviously a year ago, wow, I think we still all have a little PTSD from a year ago, just preparing for school. Last year we started over 20% of our student population wanted to be home. We gave our parents that option. And kids kind of slowly came back into school during the year. And so we're projected right now, it's going to be closer to about 1%. We are still offering virtual for parents. That's the best fit for them. So we're going to continue to make that offering. Our elementary virtual program is going to be housed at Kane Elementary. We'll have two full-time certified teachers. That's what they'll do full-time, is work with our kids virtually. I think we have about 36 kids currently that are requesting that. That number continues to go down. But they'll be housed at Kane. Tammy Krause will be the contact there, principal there. Middle school age, numbers are very small with that. They've gone down quite a bit. They're trying to verify that. And so that'll be held at Central Middle School. We have space there. Carrie Gardner will be the contact there. And, of course, our high school program, we've been doing virtual there for a little bit longer. Obviously, with the older kids get, the more options that you have to do that. So we're a little bit more familiar with that. But we'll have, you know, we do have that option available if that's the best fit for families. And we'll continue to do that. And we're set up to do that. You know, many schools, you know, that's another example on bond funding. You know, we have the technology and have invested in the training. You know, we have Wi-Fi capabilities, hotspots to check home. You know, we can bridge that that divide on technology. We have the resources to do that. So it's not a situation where if a kid's in that program, we just put them on a program and say good luck. You know, we actually can get them connected with a teacher. But, you know, that's not for everybody. We think that obviously most kids, they need to be in person. That's what's best for them, you know, the social and emotional. And that's where all the support is, the additional helps that are needed for kids. That's why we're there. We're there to serve our kids and our parents. And so, however, you know, there is that small population that's the best fit for their family. And that's one thing from the pandemic. We've made tremendous strides on being able to serve those families. We feel like we have the right teachers in place to help serve those families. And we think it's a great opportunity also, Garrett, for, you know, if there's some folks that maybe haven't been in a public school setting, it's a great opportunity for them to kind of stick their toe in the water when maybe doing at least some things, because you know, we have those such strong elective programs that you really can't get elsewhere, from our fine arts and athletics, and I've talked about STEM. Some of those things are hard. You just don't get those opportunities if you're not in our setting. So that is the opportunity where parents can make that choice as well.
And is there a deadline for when enrollment is for the virtual side?
We'd like to know immediately. Yeah, we actually asked folks they enrolled last spring, and so, matter of fact, we're confirming those numbers. So if they're at the elementary level, they'll contact Tammy Krause at Kane. At the middle school level, that'd be Miss Gardner at Central, and at the high school will be Matt Hancock there as well. So, and they're trying to contact those folks that have pre-enrolled in that as well. But like I said, those numbers are way down. I mean, we're talking about, it's probably going to be around 1% of our student population that's going to choose that, which is probably about the number that it makes the most sense in terms of where that's really the best fit for them as well. So, you know, we're real excited. We've got a lot of, we're going to have a great school year. Hopefully we're going to plan to have a much more normal school year. And you know, we've definitely, if we could navigate last year, trust me, we know we'll be able to navigate this year. But I know our parents are excited about having the opportunity to be back. You know, last year in May, we lifted our mask requirement. We allowed some visitors, you know, some parents to come and be outdoors and do some different things, you know, like our elementary track meet, and we had some different activities. And parents were just, especially our younger kids, you know, if you have those young kids, they're used to being in the school. And so we're hopeful these cases stay where we can continue to do that. And because if the cases do rise, you know, we'll have some opportunities where some of those volunteers, where we can train them and get them in to help do some extra tutoring as well. So we're real excited about the upcoming school year.
We're talking with Bartlesville Superintendent Chuck McCauley and Blair Ellis, the Executive Director of the Bartlesville Public Schools Foundation, on a community connection today, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arlemore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add?
Probably just one last thing, Garrett, I'll mention. Probably related to the pandemic, what our plan is, of course, things can change. Obviously, we've learned with the pandemic. But on the quarantine side, on the big picture wise, folks, basically, if a kid's sick, just like, or a parent or kid or whoever, you know, if they're sick, they need to stay home. I mean, that's just, whether it's the flu or COVID or anything else, we want them to stay home. If the levels are low, we won't be doing contact tracing. If the levels are high, they get up in the orange and red zone, we will do contact tracing, but we won't be quarantining, for example, like a whole class. You know, if a Johnny's in second grade and saying just automatically that whole class has to stay home for that amount of time, we'll inform the parents that what happened, that there was there's a kid in the class, and so parents will have that choice on whether they want to quarantine, because that's been obviously that made things very disruptive. Obviously for school and parents and families and childcare and all those different types of things too. So I wanted to mention that as well before I got off.
All right. Thank you for mentioning that.
You bet.
We look forward to the upcoming school year, which is right around the corner as mentioned. And people, don't forget that there is a bond election on August 10th.
Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you, guys. That was a community connection being brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. It's 8:52.
But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing. There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies' Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today. Hey.